Off-season football injuries absolutely suck. I hate this. And also, Tom Brady staying in shape for what? Stuff like this, I guess.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good. It's your boy Theo Dorsey right here with you in the City Place studios here. City Place. You got to say this one word is what they tell me. C-Cat on the other side of the glass on the ones and twos. We're good in here. We're safe in here. Nowhere near a football field because players are dropping like flies out there. I hate what we've been seeing from the Chiefs left tackle. Mark Andrews, tight end for the Ravens. Your squad, C-Cat, got in a car accident actually just trying to get to the field.
Scary, man.
Hate that for him. And then obviously the big news of the day is the Vikings finding out they will go this year. They will go 2024 without their without their number 10 overall pick, J.J. McCarthy, who had a tear in his right meniscus, had a successful surgery today. Again, they always call the surgeries, they always make sure to put that verbiage out there. I'm guessing it comes from his camp, his agent, whatever. A successful surgery on that right knee, but he will have to sit out the full rookie season. Insert Sam Darnold, who is in now year 7 in the NFL. His fourth team, I guess the Jets, the Panthers, the 49ers, now the Vikings. His fourth team, fourth stop, year 7 for Sam Darnold, and he'll be the one that'll be delivering balls to Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson, whenever he comes back, handing it off to Aaron Jones. Like, This is the position that the Vikings are in right now, and thank God they have an offensive mastermind in Kevin O'Connell. But again, terrible, terrible news to hear that a top 10 pick as a quarterback. I believe we see this happens all the time in the NBA, right? The Philadelphia Sixers did it time and time again with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, and we saw Blake Griffin, Chet Holmgren, where these highly drafted rookies end up sitting out their first year due to injury. We don't see that in the NFL at all, especially not with a quarterback. So this is rare ground for Minneapolis. And to touch on that later on, we're going to give you a snippet of the conversation I had with Fox 9 and Minneapolis sports anchor and a guy that reports on the Vikings, Ahmad Hicks, my guy, who you can find on Twitter at Ahmad Hicks TV. He gave us the update on what it's like right now in Minneapolis and how they are projecting out with this. Just again, terrible, terrible news. But it's a Wednesday. We'll have our midweek midterms later on. We also got Evan Cohen jumping in the house. He's got some explaining to do, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some explaining to do. We got to address him about something that we realized he might have been, inspired. Theoretically speaking, is inspirational, and we might have inspired him, and he spread that gospel on to the rest of ESPN Radio. But C-Cat, we definitely have a bone to pick with EC today, so we're not going to go easy on him.
Anyone else ever call him EC?
EC.
EC. What's up, EC?
He doesn't really have a nickname.
Evco.
That's no. I mean, that's his Twitter name, I guess.
Mine's C-Cat. C-Cat Sports is my Twitter name.
C-Cat's good, though. C-Cat's a great nickname. Does anybody tell you that? Like, you have a perfect nickname, not just for sports talking, but just in general. Like, have they been calling you C-Cat as soon as you, like, came out of the womb?
No, I was called Aflac growing up because I ran like a duck. My knees would be close together and my feet would kick outward. So my nickname was Aflac, and I got made fun of pretty heavily for my Little League coaches.
Did you give them a little quack at least, or was it like a thing that came with it? Was it?
No. I just laughed on the outside and cried on the inside. It was awful.
That actually does kind of suck. Right? We need to be nicer to the youth. Need nicer to kids like C-Cat. He was trying his best out there.
Thank you.
And as Aflac, in what sports? Was this football? Was this track and field?
Baseball. Put the ball in play, bust it down the line, and all you get is quack, quack, Aflac, running with the knees touching together. That, I'm talking to you, Mr. Rivera. Yeah.
That's absolutely horrendous. Bullying works, though. You don't run like that anymore. You straightened out your walk. So
I know.
Sometimes things are, they hurt. But that pain is necessary. The ups and downs of life is necessary to grow us into who we are. And by the way, yeah, C-Cat and I had a great time at Duffy Sports Grill last night. 2-for-1 drinks going and flowing, as well as we saw some college football. That's going to spark something we're going to talk about later. We saw a college football game that got me in my feels. 2008, USC, Ohio State, battle of top fives in the regular season, and it got us thinking very nostalgically. But I don't want to get off base here today because I do want to talk Minnesota Vikings. I do have a strong inkling that what we have now that there's clarity at least with the quarterback position in Minnesota, is it's not for the best at all. You never want to see guys go down with injury, but it does provide a certain level of clarity as to what we can expect for this season. People won't be calling for J.J. McCarthy by week 4 or 5 if you have a bad Sam Darnold game, which is inevitable. I mean, the sample size is big enough. I don't care how much time you spend around Kyle Shanahan, some of those bad habits aren't going to be eradicated, even when you have the kind of targets and weapons and offensive system he'll have in Minneapolis. But I do think this will be a scenario in which at least the Vikings know what they have, and this injury provides a bit more of clarity. Jordan Addison also going down with a leg injury, a little tough. How about this? Later on, we're going to post the full conversation. We just had a conversation with Ahmad Hicks, again, Fox 9 reporter out of Minneapolis. We'll post that full conversation. Here's a little tidbit of it, because it addresses the very fact of what's going on right there with the Vikings. They just paid Justin Jefferson. They're hopeful that this guy, Jordan Addison, is going to be a 1A, like a T. Higgins, Jalen Waddle-style 1A to Jordan to Justin Jefferson. And also, with Brian Flores coaching up that defense, this is a team that their win total on the Hard Rock Bet right now is 7.5. This is a team that can realistically, if they can overcome this really, really tough NFC North division, can expect to maybe win 9-10 games this year. That's not out of the realm of possibility, and that's kind of where I took part of my conversation with Ahmad Hicks. We'll toss to it now, just a snippet of it. We'll have the full thing up for you on YouTube today at Theo Speaking. Subscribe and be tapped in. But here it is, Ahmad Hicks addressing first and foremost that 7.5 win total and just how good, just how strong this team can be now that they do have clarity with Sam Darnold expected to start week one.
I think they can get 8 or 9 because of Kevin O'Connell specifically. Last season, this was a team on the verge of making it to the NFL postseason, but they didn't have a quarterback with a strong arm. When Kirk Cousins went down, they had to bring in Josh Dobbs, who barely knew the playbook, and they just weren't going to change their system to fit Josh Dobbs' skill set. So that was kind of just like a one-week trial period where it went well, then it went bad the next couple of weeks. Nick Mullins didn't have the right arm strength. Jaren Hall, who they drafted out of BYU, he does not have spectacular arm strength, where Sam Darnold does. There are throws that he can make where you're just like, wow. And then there are throws that he makes where you're like, Sam, what are you thinking? Like, you've been in the league long enough to know better than that. But like I said, he now can be a little bit more comfortable, Theo. He doesn't have to worry about someone breathing down his neck to take his job. You know, he can deal with the criticism, and he certainly dealt with a lot of lows in his NFL career thus far, so it's about time to have some highs.
Now, back to JJ, though. How is he as a dude, right? Like, we know he meditates. We know he's a Zen guy. He's 21 years old. He feels mature past that. But, like, what has he been like in the locker room and around, and how much are the guys kind of attracting to him? Because, again, no matter what happens this year, it feels like obviously what the Vikings invested in him,
right?
That's the future.
You know, people love him. And I will say this, you being a sports reporter know that like sometimes when you go in these locker rooms and you ask athletes these questions, man, they come off as just like rude, don't care about you, like think you're less of a person. Where J.J. McCarthy literally uplifts everyone that he's around, teammates, reporters, coaches. Like we have conversations like we've known each other for 5 or 6 years. Like he just gave me a cell phone number the other day. We're talking about his fiance and how she's having problems at home with the dog and going to the bathroom. And it's like conversations that you typically wouldn't have with another superstar type player or a former first-round draft pick. So I think he's a stud both on and off the field. The teammates love him. The coaches love him. Even head coach Kevin O'Connell, you could kind of see it in his press conference today where he was just feeling for J.J. McCarthy and the injury that he had. But what I love most about this, I don't love that he got hurt, but I love that you no longer have to rush him into action like, you know, the fans do nowadays where it's a win for me now. What can you do for me now? Where it's like, all right, Sam Darnold has 3 bad games. Now they're calling for J.J. McCarthy. If he gets out there and has 4 bad games, now his mental psyche is messed up for the rest of his NFL career like Zach Wilson, or he's trying to rectify that. So I think for this, he gets a chance to groom himself as an NFL quarterback. be familiar with the verbiage, and then enter this offseason as the sole number one quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings because Sam Darnold is only on a one-year deal.
You can find Ahmad Hicks's work at Ahmad Hicks TV. Does some great reporting. One of the smoothest brothers on TV from St. Louis, and obviously covers the Vikings. Does Timberwolves work as well out there in Minneapolis. But what he said to me was intriguing because I do feel like we're not giving enough credence to Sam Darnold in age 27, year 7 in the NFL under Kevin O'Connell, proving just enough, doing, you know, all of the right things to a certain level with that much of a leash, because now if he does have a hiccup or two, if he has a bad quarter with a couple pick sixes, there's nobody to turn to. The fans aren't clamoring and the sports talk guys aren't saying put the rook in the game. I do feel like there's a certain level, there's a bar that Sam Darnold can clear that would make the Vikings bring him back for another year. What would that be? What does that look like? How much would Sam Darnold have to do in this year with the Vikings to make the Vikings consider bringing him back and having J.J. McCarthy sit another year? I think if Sam Darnold can take these Vikings to the playoffs, that should be enough to have a J.J. McCarthy at age 22 play through the preseason maybe next year and sit again behind a guy in Sam Darnold who is getting chance after chance after chance. There's something in his tape. There's something in his presence and the way that he communicates with coaches or front offices or whatnot that keeps getting this guy second chances. And I do think if that's the case, that means that they're going to give him a real shot at becoming maybe the quarterback for the long term. Think Baker Mayfield. Think Geno Smith. We've seen it happen. Reclamation projects. See, Cat, I'm not off base with this.
No, you're not completely off base at all. It's just that how high you draft a guy is kind of discouraging to abandon that
Trey Lance.
Four-year plan. If Trey Lance, sure. I look at the division that they play in, they being the Vikings, and thinking that there is a tall hill to climb. And going forward, your goal kind of going into these seasons, unless you are the Chiefs, maybe the Ravens, or a team who's been in the AFC, NFC Championship game or Super Bowls in the recent past, your goal is to win the division. Yeah. And you compare your team against other teams in your same division. The Bears got their guy with Caleb Williams. We're probably going to see a great season from him. We can't give you a definitive statement yet. The Packers got their guy with Jordan Love. They paid him like he's their guy. And Jared Goff had one of his career years last year with the Lions. You take those three guys, compare them to your guy, I think you're more confident in the project of J.J. McCarthy than the animal shelter project of Sam Darnold. That's what I would say.
Yeah, because it does feel like that. It feels like a rescue dog. He feels like a rescue dog. What do you think Sam Darnold would have to do? Call into the show on the Baptist Health Hotline, 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. What would Sam Darnold have to do this year for the Vikings to consider bringing him back and having J.J. McCarthy be his backup? Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care is a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. It feels disingenuous, especially on a day like today, because I do want to give space to say, hey, get well soon to J.J. McCarthy. But also, it also feels a little foolish to say. But what would Sam Darnold have to do to have the Vikings front office and Kevin O'Connell himself rethink maybe bringing him back for another year? And I do think a playoff run could do so. We got Evan Cohen joining us on the other side from Unsportsmanlike. We'll ask him that same question, as well as just pick his brain. Tom Brady's flirting again. He's flirting publicly again. And from one of the biggest Tom Brady stands, I need to see where he stands on that. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Christopher Kidd said it in our YouTube chat here, and again, that's at Theo Speaking on YouTube to tap in. He says, now we're down to five first-round quarterbacks left, with J.J. McCarthy sitting out 2024 after his right meniscus surgery. We got Michael Penix Jr., we got Bo Nix, we got Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May. Five left, and we'll see how much we get out of those five. Of course, a couple of them for sure starters week one. Drake May, if everything goes right for the Patriots, you would hope he actually doesn't start any games for them this year. He sits behind Jacoby Brissett, Dwyer alum, and enjoys the view from the bench. Bringing in Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike, 6 to 10 a.m. weekdays here on ESPN 106.3 with Michelle Smallman and Chris Canty. He's pulling up on us on a Wednesday. And Evan, as you join us, again, I just mentioned with those other guys, the five quarterbacks left, the rookie first rounders, Drake May is the guy for your New England Patriots. And I think you do coincide with me on that, right? You would prefer him sit this whole year, hopefully not via injury, but more so because Jacoby Brissett is doing a good enough job holding the fort down.
Yeah, I mean, Theo, you nailed it 1,000%. Like, I am a big believer that rookie quarterbacks shouldn't have to start. A lot of times they do start, as we know, but, like, I don't think it should be a foregone conclusion. Oh, this guy was drafted in the first round. He must start right away. Like, that's not, I don't believe, how this should work. And in the case that, like, you just brought up all these starting quarterbacks, it's kind of interesting. Like, obviously getting hurt is not a good thing for J.J. McCarthy. In no way, shape, or form am I suggesting that it is. I will say it will accomplish something for him, which is he can sit around and watch for a year, which I don't think is the worst thing in the world. And yeah, you nailed it on the Patriots thing. Like, I don't think that Drake May should play.
Is it? And I know you have your quarterback rules, Evan. Do you have anything?
That's featured on ESPN.com. Yeah. I just want to make sure that that's clear. Yeah, yeah, they did write about him on ESPN.com.
They did.
Go ahead.
They did, and rightfully yeah. So. Rightfully so. Do you have any?
Oh, yeah.
Any? Isn't it weird? Number one, I brought this up in the first block there. I thought we would have seen this before. I saw a tweet that said that since 1967, we've never had a quarterback drafted in the first round sit out his rookie year due to injury. We see that all the time in the NBA, mostly from the process Sixers, but also we just saw with Chet Holmgren with the Thunder, and we saw how great his second year was. We saw with Blake Griffin, and we saw how prolific his rookie season was, which was his second year as well. Like, is this maybe, like, not just the fact that he gets to sit back and watch, but also with him being the youngest guy of all these quarterbacks that came in, like, this could end up being a huge glaring positive for J.J. McCarthy. Does this change anything with your quarterback rules, number one? And then also, number two, like, year two McCarthy, is that going to be, like, a huge deal? Like, is that going to be something that we're amped up for now?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that stat. You're telling me there's never been a first-round quarterback that has ever sat out for a season because purely of injury?
Yes.
I never knew that.
That is what I'm seeing.
That's a fascinating fact.
I got to fact check it, but yes, I see it from Doug Clawson right here. J.J. McCarthy is the first quarterback drafted in the first round in the common draft era to miss his entire rookie season due to injury. So that meniscus, a historic tear and repair. But again, for him, like, when we see it in the NBA, year two has always been prolific for these top guys. And I maybe would have to expect the same. Justin Jefferson's not going anywhere. Kevin O'Connell's not going anywhere. Those tackles that they have in Minnesota aren't. Like, the Vikings, it could be one of those weird blessings in disguise.
Oh, no, I mean, I don't think there's any question. I think this is, for the long-term development of J.J. McCarthy, I think this is a great thing. Let me go deeper on this. I believe that Bryce Young, we would feel a lot better about Bryce Young as a starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers if he never played a snap last year because of the year of development. I believe if Drake May, as you mentioned, does not play a snap this year and it all goes to Dwyer's Jacoby Brissett, I believe we will actually feel better about Drake May moving forward. Of course, there's always exceptions to the rule, right? Like, we understand how great C.J. Stroud is, obviously. But Aaron Rodgers didn't start right away, right? I mean, like, Tom Brady didn't start right away. Patrick Mahomes didn't start right away. The list goes on. Lamar Jackson, Boynton Beach Zone, didn't start right away. They all sat and watched for whatever the reason is. Some because, like, Brady, they obviously didn't know he was going to be this. Mahomes, because they didn't think he was ready yet. Oh, and then, by the way, in year one, he had, just 50 touchdowns. No big deal, right? So, like, I think this is not the injury, but the waiting to develop deal is a great, great thing.
Now, Evan, I'm going to play you something. Do we have the audio, C-Cat? We have it good.
From Tom Brady?
Yes. Yeah, I'll play you this, and you just tell me what this does to you as personally, you're the biggest Tom Brady stan that I know. So I'll play this audio, and especially now with the Vikings injury news, I mean, maybe Brady is warming himself up for a home in Minneapolis.
I just want to make sure all those young bucks in the NFL know that if I still wanted to come out of retirement, they still got something to deal with.
What does that do for you, Evan? Are you happy that he keeps flirting every 3 or 4 months with coming back? Are you sick of it? Are you just glad for more of Tom Brady content that you can soak up?
Ding, ding, ding. The last one. I mean, my God. He's got a YouTube series. You guys see how good he looks?
He looks
good. I mean, that's like Theo in Miami wedding weekend during the Super Bowl, shirt unbuttoned smooth. That's how he's looking. I mean, I'm just saying, you can deny. I mean, he did get married during the Super Bowl. My God.
It wasn't during the Super Bowl. It was the Friday before the Super Bowl. It was 2 days in between.
It was Sunday. Theo got married on Sunday at 6:30 during the Super Bowl. Didn't realize the Super Bowl was on. I don't know. He just hosts Sports Talk Radio every day and does YouTube and TV all over the place. Didn't realize the Super Bowl was going on. I think it's the last thing. I think Brady knows he's smart, obviously. You throw that out there, you're getting idiots like us to buy into it. As much as I'd love to see him come back, he's not coming back. How about this, though? Let's play the game. If I told you Brady was going to come back right now for 1 year, and let's put him on, you know what? Let's put him on the Vikings. Perfect team to do it with. How many QBs this year for the Vikings, anywhere in the league, would you definitively take over Tom Brady if the goal was to win a Super Bowl this year for the Minnesota Vikings?
Well, I mean, Ryan Tannehill is a free agent.
Obviously. Oh, my God, stop it.
Okay, so obviously Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow.
Whoa, you're taking all of them over Brady?
Them right now, currently, yeah, I would take those guys. If you said to inject them into the Vikings right now and you're going to try to win a Super Bowl today, I would take those guys over Brady right now. You would have to get down to like the
Kaepernick. He still wants to play.
I think Brady over still wants to play. Yeah, right, I take Brady over Kaepernick.
Okay, thank you,
Baker Mayfield. I take him over Baker Mayfield. Geno Smith.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. Yeah.
I think the line. You know where the line would be? He would be above Justin Herbert. He would be above Justin Herbert. And Trevor Lawrence and Tua Tagovailoa. Like wherever that Mendoza line is for you between the Herberts, Lawrences, Tuas of the world. And then that elite, that higher elite class with Mahomes, Jackson, Burrow, and a missing one there, Allen. That's where I would put Brady right now today. How about this though?
Only quarterback. Yeah.
How about this, Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers today? Because one of them's writing a book, the other one's vlogging.
Well, Rodgers didn't write the book.
Oh, right
there,
right.
Ian O'Connor did about him, but. I don't understand how you just did what you just did. I literally don't get it. You would take that many quarterbacks right now with 1 year with Tom Brady, over Tom Brady, with that team, with the Minnesota Vikings?
Yeah. I mean, did you not see Tom Brady on his way out the door? He was really good, but it wasn't like he was, you know, lighting the world on fire. Plus, I don't know. This is like 2 years removed. He might not be able to move as well. You know, like I would take my chances with one of the other guys.
I think the only person that I think you can definitively say, all right, yeah, you take over him for this year with that team, the only one is Mahomes.
Wow. I mean, that's.
Yeah, I said it.
I mean, you're a madman.
He's not a GM, though. That's a good thing. That's a terrible personnel move. If you were a GM right now, Evan, you would call him up and offer him minus Mahomes money for 1 year? That's crazy.
It's not about the minus. Like, forget the money for a second. Let's look at the Minnesota Vikings, because I know everybody's looking at the Minnesota Vikings in South Florida now, but that's not the point. The point that I'm making here is if you look at teams in the NFL and you say, how many teams if you take out the quarterback, have 10 players on the team better than the Vikings have, there aren't many. They are loaded.
Yeah.
And by the way, you put him with his former backup, Kevin O'Connell. You put him with his former defensive coordinator, who's the defensive coordinator, former Dolphins coach, Brian Flores there. Like, there are guys that I'm just saying, I don't believe there's more than one quarterback definitively. If your goal was just to win the Super Bowl this year on a one-year deal, that you would take over Tom Brady if you're the Minnesota Vikings.
Evan Cohen joining us here on Sportsmanlike Host, 6 to 10 a.m. on ESPN 106.3. Evan, we do have a bone to pick with you to pivot off of Vikings covers. We have a bone to pick with you here on Theoretically Speaking, because we feel like you might be a bit of a mole that has taken some inspiration from this show and divvied it out to all of ESPN Radio. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I would say about 3 weeks ago or so, we started something that was a novel idea here on ESPN 106.3, something that we came together, myself and C-Cat, put our heads in one box and said, hey, this will be good. An NFL preview series titled Teddy Two-a-Days. And we're doing Teddy Two-a-Days. We get a couple of them out. And then the first week of August rolls around, and I'm trying to do one remotely from our ESPN 1000, ESPN Chicago station. And as I'm gearing up for the show, I hear, not just on Unsportsmanlike, but then again on Greeny, and then again on Carlin and Joe, and then again on Freddie and Harry, I hear two-a-days being a thing that everybody's doing. And I'm curious.
So it's interesting, the accusation of me stealing that from you.
Yeah.
So this is a strong accusation you're making. I started at ESPN Radio nationally on September 5th of 2023.
Yes.
This past spring, we had a meeting with our team, and our producer, Nuno, who you guys have met when he was in at ESPN West Palm in December, told us, guys, we're going to continue on our show and the entire network this series that has been done for years, starting with Mike and Mike, called Two-a-Days, where every single day over the summer, we're going to preview two NFL teams for the upcoming season. So what happened here was a total backfire, because now I must ask you two, in retort to the wild accusation of thievery of me, did you guys actually steal Two-a-Days from ESPN Radio?
No.
Because this, my friends, has been done for years. I and Cece and Smalls, who will all be at dinner in about a half hour together, by the way, check out Adamco Radio for likely social media coverage of that.
Nice.
But we inherited a segment that had been done for years. So Theo and C-Cat, you both have listened to ESPN Radio for a long time, as many of us have. I now must question and ask the person in charge, Brian McLevin-Rhodes, did his afternoon drive show steal a bit?
Wow.
And did they not only steal a bit, did they accuse me of stealing their stolen bit?
This is I did not expect to be back in this corner. How's that that dog grave that you have at your house? Did you figure out if it was a dog, a cat, a hamster?
No.
Pet cemetery.
I'd love to get
good
to
move.
That, actually. But you may have buried yourself in that pet cemetery there, Theo.
I'm just curious. What was his name? McDougals? McFoogly?
No. Don't deflect.
Okay.
How are you, Theo Dorsey?
Yes.
An honorable, kind, hardworking man that I literally have known now for a few years, and I have not said one bad word about.
Yeah.
How are you going to respond to the accusation of thievery on your behalf?
I will say two things on my behalf. Number one, nothing new under the sun, right? Nothing new under. Why are we sitting here and accusing each other of stealing ideas when we should be thankful that the inspiration exists for us to build off of, right? Like, that's what art is out there for. So I'm appreciative. I can't go back in time. I don't know who started it, ESPN Radio or us, myself and C-Cat here on Theoretically Speaking.
There's no way to know.
Yes, you do.
There's no way to know.
Literally, I don't know who started it.
There's literally no.
Talking about?
There's no way for us to definitively find out, Evan. But what I do know is I am thankful for, that we live in a world in which we can share ideas and not be accusatory like you're trying to come right here on ESPN 106.3 and do of me. And I think that's downright disrespectful, and I'm a little bit hurt. So, C-Cat.
Time. We got to go.
Yeah.
What?
We're running. We're also running out of time here. Oh, so, you know, we need to get to the other side. Evan Cohen, I appreciate you pulling up on us. Send our love to Michelle Smallman and Chris Canty, the big fella. Tell him he should stop talking down on the Miami Dolphins. And be well, man. Enjoy your Wednesday night.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize. It's Martin and Will, Bad Boys. Unbelievable what's happening here. Really ridiculous.
South Florida, baby.
Wow.
Get with the times. That was Evan Cohen. Thank you for your time again, Doc, and good luck with Drake May. Just don't tap him on the shoulder anymore, and maybe he will stay healthy and be good for your Patriots as well. That Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike, a good guy, and never would we accuse him of stealing an idea from him, and he shouldn't likewise accuse us of being those that would be vultures of the culture. I would never have that happen. Thank you again to Evan Cohen. You can hear him on the Sportsmanlike 6 to 10 a.m. as well as his weekly appearances here on Theoretically Speaking. He is a champion of sports talk. And when you talk champions, I mean, come on. How many times do I have to tell y'all about Kaiser University?
Not enough.
I mean, not enough at all. Like, put both of your hands up in the air, right? And imagine a ring on each finger. That's 10, right, C-Cat? That'll be 10 rings.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine two rings on each finger.
Or all like right? On your toes, too.
Okay, yeah, let's just move to the toes. You have a hands full of rings, toes full of rings. That's 20 rings. That's not even enough places to hold all of the national championships Kaiser University has. They've got 22. You'd have to put one around your neck and
your nose. Yeah.
That's how you would get up to 22. 22 NAIA national championships for Kaiser University. KUSeahawks.com. That's how you can stay up to date with what the Seahawks are doing as they hashtag defend the beach. You already know Coach Miles Russ for the football team. His debut season is going to be defending a national title. How about the women's swimming and diving? They've got a couple of them in a row. Men's lacrosse, a couple of them as well. Like they do nothing but win out there. So tap in with the winners. Join the winner circle. KUSeahawks.com. That's how you stay up to date as they hashtag defend the beach. C-Cat, was that – did he try to, like, uno reverse on us right there?
That was gaslighting right there. I think he completely made up that this two-a-day situation on ESPN National took place before us. That was blasphemy.
I just don't – I honestly – because, I soak up a lot of sports talk radio and podcasts, and I listen, obviously, to our shows, and I just don't remember that being a thing. I mean, we started it. And then literally a week later, and he said this is something they do all summer. They started in August.
Yeah,
so that was a lie.
Exactly. Blatant lie. A fact is they started this month.
They started literally in August. We started in July. And then I hear some of them talking about ceilings and floors. And I'm like, well,
and also, by the way, a little peek behind the curtain, behind the scenes action.
Yeah.
The name Teddy Two-A-Days became the name because we thought we wouldn't have enough shows to do one team a day.
Exactly.
So we said, okay, we'll do two teams a day. Bang.
Teddy Two-A-Days.
Euphoria, Teddy Two-A-Days.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, Teddy Two Times. Like, I mean, this, my nickname has been here. We know that much, right? So this always works. But I don't know.
How do you think Greeny reacted? Like, hey, Evan went up to Mike Greenberg, obviously 10 to 12 here on ESPN Radio, and was like, hey, got a guy in West Palm Beach named Theo Dorsey. He has a segment.
Greeny would say, stop right there. I'm familiar. The dude is special. That's what he would have said. Then what? Yeah.
Okay, I know him as Big Teddy.
Yeah,
okay.
Big Teddy. Yeah, that's what he was said.
Now we're on the same page.
Shouts Greens.
And you want me to steal his idea? I mean, Evan Cohen got the entire ESPN National on board with this lie. It's kind of sickening.
And you know what? I'm at least thankful that of all the great things that Greeny and the rest of everybody at ESPN National have done for us, entertaining us, setting the table for sports talk, I'm glad I can do something for them.
Giving back.
I'm giving back. That's what they say. They say pay it forward. I'm paying it back. So, you're welcome. And keep tapping into the shows. Fans of Theoretically Speaking, don't boycott ESPN Radio.
Please
listen
don't.
To them more now, because now you know you're getting a dose of Theoretically Speaking all throughout your day. All the way through game night, you're getting a dose of Theoretically Speaking. We live in the very pores and veins.
And report any other ideas that were stolen from our show
please
that
do.
Are on their shows.
Please
us know.
Please
we're
do.
Keeping track.
We're going to be keeping track of that. And another thing, man. C-Cat, you and I were at Duffy Sports Grill last night.
Sure were.
Kicking it heavy. Watching some games, some classic games on the 80 or more televisions that's in every single Duffy's location. We were on the one right there on Clematis. Walked over after the show. Also, had the good Major League burger. What burger did you get that?
Bacon mushroom.
Bacon mushroom.
Switched it up. I'm usually MVP. I'm against ordering the same thing as the person you go there with.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I feel you. And we both had our eye on the Major League burger. I got the fried calamari, got 2-for-1 drinks, rolling and rolling. But also, if you're doing a fantasy football draft right now, Duffy Sports Grill is opening its doors to you. It's saying, hey, pull up on us. Do your fantasy football draft in-house. Book a private room. Duffy'sMVP.com. You can become the MVP of your fantasy football league before the thing even kicks off. Duffy'sMVP.com. Book a private room. Do your fantasy football draft from there. You can enjoy some award-winning burgers like we did, some award-winning wings. And on top of that, you get grub and the 2-for-1 drinks, all while picking your favorite players one by one in a row. Duffy'sMVP.com. At Duffy's, our game is always on. On the other side, we're going to have to take a good breather from that disrespect we just felt there by hearing even the thought of being accused of stealing ideas. It doesn't sit well with me. On the other side, we'll have our safe bound get around, and we'll touch on something that is also really, really been tugging on me today. tugging heavy. I mean, I'm just saying. Former Miami Hurricane, big news around him out in the Midwest. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey with Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Hey, C-Cat.
Hey, Theo.
Do you want to give a guess? The WNBA just announced where their All-Star game is going to be in 2025. You want to give a quick guess as to where it's going to be?
Las Vegas.
One more.
Miami.
Thank WNBA. Where's WNBA center around these days?
Indiana. All right.
Right there in Indianapolis for the Caitlin Clark fever to keep on fevering. You know, if the WNBA wanted to have a amazing and astounding All-Star weekend, it'd bring that thing down to Palm Beach County.
Ooh, we got places.
Come on, man. Like, Discover the Palm Beaches has been telling y'all right now, and this is the reason why maybe they haven't considered it enough. You need to be putting hashtag Love the Palm Beaches on your post and showing people just how beautiful, just how much gravity, how amazing it is to be here in paradise. Hashtag Love the Palm Beaches. Use that on your post, your videos. Go to your favorite hangout spot, a specific field you used to play sports at. Maybe it's a dish at your favorite restaurant. I know a good few. Discover the Palm Beaches says hashtag Love the Palm Beaches, and also go online at lovethepalmbeaches.com/love, and you can win vacations, dining cards, all the sorts. In fact, I'm participating in it. If you look at my Instagram at Theo Dorsey TV, I showed a few of the excursions me and the wife have been on. We've been all over. We kick it out here in the 561. Hashtag Love the Palm Beach. Did you get a chance to check out that reel we just put out? It was yesterday. It's active.
I didn't, man.
I'll DM it to you, C-Cat. And also for those of you that didn't get to check it out as well, at Theo Dorsey TV. That's an example of how you can just easily put some stuff together on how great Palm Beach County is and be entered to win some amazing prizes with Discover the Palm Beaches. Again, hashtag Love the Palm Beaches, because we do.
Flex on those friends. Like, oh, I love my seasons.
Yeah.
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 Tell me that in 6 months.
Right. Like... the whole seasons thing, I've never got it. I've never understood it all the way. Of course, it's nice sometimes to see the leaves change. And you know, I do every now and then want to get a sweater look off. But I would rather live somewhere like here where the weather is near perfect year-round, and then I vacation to a spot. Like, if I want to see some snow for a week, I'll go to a cabin in Aspen or something. If I want to rock a sweater, I'll go somewhere in the fall in you know, North Carolina, pull up, do a little sweater weather stuff. Like, no need to chase that stuff. I don't want to live in it.
Scraping frost off your windshield at 6 a.m. in the morning changes a person.
Have you? Because you're from the Northeast.
Grew up in New York, went to college in Pennsylvania. I was born in that environment, and I do not want to go back.
You have lived in many places. You have been around. Now it's time for the safe bound get around. I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round. You're safe with SafeBound. You're safe on the get around. Just strap up that seatbelt. SafeBound Moving and Storage, that's how you need to be able to get around if you are thinking about relocating, not just within Florida. If you're a resident in Florida now, maybe you're moving out of Florida. Maybe you're watching us on YouTube or listening to us on the ESPN app. You don't live in Florida, but you're moving towards the Sunshine State. SafeBound Moving and Storage, they're the ones to go with. They are Florida's moving company. They're based right out of West Palm Beach, local. Gotta love that. And also, they're the experts. Like, moving on your own accord, moving around furniture, boxing everything up, putting it in a truck, like, doing these things that you don't do on a daily basis, that's tiring, that's encumbersome. Put that burden on them. They'll take on your worries with that. Because SafeBound Moving and Storage has been doing this for a while. They are highly rated. They have the expertise. They also have five-star customer service you can rely on. You're safe with SafeBound. SafeBound Moving and Storage.
Next stop, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The 49ers had a trade in place with the Steelers to move Brandon Ayuk.
See,
still want to get a deal done. Ayuk's still holding out.
If you're the 49ers and you are, quote-unquote, contending for a championship this year, which, by the way, I do have them more likely to miss the playoffs than they are to make it back to the Super Bowl. I see a Super Bowl hangover for this team. How do you even consider trading a guy like Brandon Ayuk if you want to contend? It just is counterproductive. Now, of course, they're going to try to retain him, but I'm hearing if they do move him to the Pittsburgh Steelers, they're looking to try to get a top guy back like George Pickens, and I just don't see that happening. So I don't know where this Ayuk thing is going, but I do know that the 49ers themselves, another reason why I'm out on them, they got Trent Williams holding out, Christian McCaffrey a little banged up in the preseason, Brandon Ayuk not really necessarily sure if he's going to be there, and then also what? This is the Brock Purdy pay me year. A little disease of me might start setting in San Francisco. I'm out on the fellas in the Bay.
Next stop, Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh,
former Hurricane quarterback Tyler Van Dyke won the quarterback competition at Wisconsin.
When you hear jump around, do you get like excited? Do you like get into the vibes? Is that like a thing that moves you at all?
Yep. Penn State, my alma mater, played Wisconsin the Big Ten Championship back in 2016, and we won that game, so it makes me feel good. If we lost that game, I probably would have nightmares about that song, but no, it feels good.
Yeah. Here's the thing about TVD. Like, I can remember just 2 years ago at ACC kickoff in Charlotte when I sat down with him, sat down with Cristobal. Actually, that was 3 years ago. It was Cristobal's first year, and he was fourth shortest odds to win the Heisman. Now he's barely beating out guys for the Wisconsin Badgers starting job in a team that's not even ranked in the top AP polls. I'm not sure what comes of him and his career at Wisconsin his final year, but it also reminds me of just how weird college football is, how it's the minor leagues now, it's the college football league. I'm okay with that. I love players getting paid. It's just so weird these days. And TBD out there in Wisconsin, sure. Good luck with the Badgers, dude. And Luke Fickell, stop talking about the Canes coach Mario Cristobal. Only we get to do that.
Next stop, Denver, Colorado. Sean Payton went on Up and Adams and said he has not named Bo Nix the starting quarterback because he hasn't done it with any other position.
That's fine. Let me do it for you. Bo Nix will be the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos week one in 2024. He looked ready in the preseason. Also, what? Where else are you turning? Like, that quarterback room is abysmal. Like, Zach Wilson's technically, I guess, in the competition, right?
Jared Stidham is right now in the second string. Then you got Zach Wilson in third.
Bo Nix old as hell, too. You know, he probably mentored Zach Wilson when they were in high school. Give Bo Nix the job. He's like 28. Like Brandon Weeden, second coming. And also, Sean Payton. Like, the dude is stacking some major checks out there in Denver. If he don't win some games this year, man, that's going to look like a horrible coaching hire beyond the Russell Wilson saga that happened and all the money they're paying him to go and stank it up in Pittsburgh. Or win. I don't know yet, but still.
Next stop. Theo, I want to win $10,000. Do you have information that might mean to lead me that way?
There's a chance. You could win $10,000, but it also matters how nice you are with your putter. All right, C-Cat. Another week, another shot to putt your way to $10,000 courtesy of Michelob Ultra. Join us Friday, August 16th. Friday, August 16th is like in a few days. It's 2 days away. It's Wednesday. Friday is this Friday, and you can bring your talents to the Lighthouse Cove in Jupiter. Bring your talents there. Lighthouse Cove in Jupiter from 5 to 7 p.m., and you can putt your way to $10,000. All Ultra beers are going to be just a dollar off. when you show us your golf skills. No driver needed. Leave that at home. Just putt your way to the dough. You must be 21 or older to participate. Southern Eagle reminds you to drink responsibly. And yes, C-Cat, if you'd like to win 10K, there is your way. Gotta love that.
Yeah, Lighthouse Cove's awesome. I've been there a couple times.
It is. It is nice. They got that nice little green right outside. I'm guessing that's where people are going to putt.
Mm-hmm.
Done some events there. Lighthouse Cove, amazing. One of the many places out here in Palm Beach County where you can have a good time, get some drinks up and some food, and have some fun. And speaking of, on the other side, we're going to do some midweek midterms. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey pulling out the grade book on ESPN 106.3. Time now for your midweek midterms brought to you by Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. C-Cat and I are going to grade some stuff that happened this week in sports. Are you experiencing, is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery, as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. The schoolhouse rock is a-ringing, and we are a-grading. First thing up to bat, football preseason injuries. I grade this a C. I'd rather a preseason injury than a midseason one, but it's absolutely dreadful. C-Cat?
It's an F. I definitely would not agree with that because we don't need preseason games. Players are trying to get rid of preseason games. Give me one more regular season game, another bye week, get rid of the preseason. All our problems are solved.
Yep, yep. I feel you. But then again, people are already complaining about how weeks 1 through 3 are so sloppy. How about this? 12-team playoff in college football. I hated it going into it. This is going to be our first year. I graded a B and kind of a TBD because we'll see how it goes. C-Cat, what you got?
Easy A plus. More games that matter on a national scale. I am in.
Still don't believe any of those bottom-seeded teams have a shot at a national championship, but we'll see. All right. Midweek with midterms as we grade stuff here on Theoretically Speaking. Horror movies. F. I don't want to be afraid. I want to be entertained or laugh. I don't like scary movies. Not big on that. C-Cat?
A good horror movie gets an absolute A, but there's not that many of them anymore, so I'm going B+.
Yeah. A lot of them suck, and also they're so unrealistic. Like, run away. Why are you standing there discussing what just happened there? Last one on the way out the door. Great things. How about the 2024 Paris Summer Games? I give it a B+.
Give me a C+.
Yeah. Could be better. Tighten up. Go in love, go in peace, go enjoy. Thanks to everybody that pulled up. That's C-Cat, I'm Theo Dorsey on ESPN 106.3.